I will move along to Oregon coach Chip Kelly. Coach is online, and the Ducks will take on Fresno State this weekend. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, I was curious after looking at film, what you made of your quarterback?
I thought Marcus did a good job. You know, real good job in decision making. Was accurate with his throws. Missed one protection check, but overall for his first game, I thought he was good.
I was going to say, when looking at a first starter, are you guys as interested in the checks he makes and the decisions he makes as you are accuracy or any of that sort of thing?
Everything. We don't take into account you're a first-year starter. We grade all our quarterbacks the same way, whether you went in the game in the fourth quarter or you started the game. Everybody's graded the same way.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Chip, was there anything you weren't happy with the opening game?
Yeah, I think there's some things we got to clean up that happened in the second half of that game with kids that down the road are going to be playing a lot of football for us. So, a lot of guys, it's their first time ever getting on the field, so you don't know how they're going to react until you get them in a game. And now that you've seen that, you got film to coach them off of.
Do you off the top, how many players played for you guys?
I think everybody that had eligibility that we weren't redshirting played. So I would say 70s to 80s.
Okay, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Dirk Chaitlin, the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Chip.
Hey,
I'm working on sort of a national story about why we're seeing so many more up-tempo offenses around the country, and obviously you guys have been pretty influential in that. But why do you think it's taken off so much around the country?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, football's cyclical, and, you know, the 3-4 defense was the rage, and then everybody went to a 4 down front. Now a lot of people are going back to the 3-4, and, you know, everybody's just trying to give their team an advantage, and there are some advantages to playing this style of offense. So I can't tell you why other people are doing it.
Where did you get hooked on it, and how far back, you know, what was your initial introduction to it?
We've been doing it for, 2012, maybe 14 years now. We just ran out of fullbacks, so we couldn't be an eye offense.
Do you remember where you saw it first? I mean, the tempo part of it?
There were a lot of people. I mean, that part's overblown. I mean, the Buffalo Bills did it back in the day with Jim Kelly, quarterback. Sam Weiss did it in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, people have been doing that for a long time.
Thanks, Chip.
And to ask a question, press star 1.
Any additional questions?
There are no questions. We just
right,
question from Bud Withers. He just
hello from Bud.
Bud. Hey, Chip. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did I get more questions than Sark did last week?
Sark's yeah. Over 2, I think.
Is he? I got to call Sark and figure out how to get that system implemented
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you had a chance to hear the tail end of Todd Graham before you got on, but I asked him about with offenses such as yours becoming more popular, has there been a bigger emphasis just in the last 5 or 10 years on conditioning, which, I mean, we always assume football players had to be in really good shape, but somehow has it gone to a new level?
I can't speak because I don't know, you know, what Todd and those other guys are doing in their program. So, I mean, it's always been a staple no matter where I've been, that we always felt like we were going to be the best conditioned team in the game. That Saturday, you know, whether we were an I formation team or whether we were a spread team, you know, we kind of prided ourselves on that. You know, we've always believed that physical fitness is a weapon, and it's at our disposal, so we need to take advantage of it.
And within that, I mean, is there a particular component of that that you want to give your team an edge in terms of, I mean, is it more sprinting? Is it plyometric stuff? Is it you know, weight stuff or what?
No, we just practice fast. You know, we've always believed that you practice the way you want to play on Saturday, and we want to play fast on Saturday, so we practice fast on Saturday. But we're not, you know, plyometric in our guys in practice. We're practicing football.
No,
at a pretty good rate.
I was thinking more in terms of off-season stuff. I mean, what, you know, in the summer, for instance, you know, is there any particular thing that you want your guys doing?
No, I guess what we want is we want total conditioning. So we want strength conditioning, speed conditioning, cardiovascular conditioning, balance work, flexibility. I mean, everything. There's not one. It's all encompassing, and there's a lot of different layers to it, but there's not one that's more important than the other.
Thanks.
Okay, bud.
Your next question comes from BJ Atolia, Fresno B.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to get your thoughts on what you think of Saturday's matchup. How do you see those matchups stacking up?
So I think, obviously, you know, Fresno's coming in here. They've got a great tradition, outstanding quarterback, Derek Carr. Really think Robbie Rouse is an underrated football player at running back, extremely strong, breaks tackles, got a good group of receivers that I think you know, can present some problems to you. It's a good football team, and Tim's doing a real nice job, you know, changing where they've been defensively, you know, and doing a lot of things that he did when he was at Texas A&M that can present some problems to you. So they've got playmakers in offense like in Carr and Rouse and Devontae Adams. They got a big tight end and Marcel Jensen. You know, when you look at their offensive line, there's some big dudes up there, you know, 318, 315, 305, 302, you know, some big guys. And they play with a passion on defense. So we think they're a good football team. We've had some good games with them recently when Coach Hill was there, and we expect the same thing out of Coach DeRuyter's group.
What do you see being kind of the key to Saturday's game?
I think like in any game, it's the same thing. It becomes a turnover battle. How well do you play in special teams? You know, those are the things that can always tip the game drastically one way or the other, and that's always been a point of emphasis for us no matter who our opponent is, whether we're playing in the national championship game against Auburn or whether we're playing at home in the second week of the 2012 season.
What do you think about this notion that Fresno State's trying to, you know, they're playing a no-huddle spread system also, and they're trying to play up-tempo and kind of relishing the idea of potentially matching you guys play for play, you know, point for point?
I don't really get caught up in that. I just look at the film and evaluate who the players are. We let all those arguments happen in the newspapers and medias and message boards, but, you know, we'll never talk to our guys about that. We never run our program based on outside influences. So whatever notion people are saying that the Fresno State Bulldogs have, I mean, really doesn't affect how we prepare. We prepare the same way. Really intensely study their schemes, intensely study their personnel, and base everything off of that.
And lastly, the kind of big picture on this, Oregon's really taken off the past 5 years or so. What's kind of helped them reach this national elite level?
That's one simple. Players. We got good players. When you have good players, you're a good program, and we got good players.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got time for one more question.
Your final question comes from Warren Williamson, Oregon Ducks football.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, was talking to Coach DeRuyter this morning. He was joking. He said he was joking with his defensive coordinator this week about putting 50-pound bags on his defense, his secondary, to get them to run faster. What do you know, I guess, about their defense and their lineup and their matchups against your offense?
They're a 3-4 spacing defensive football team. You know, Tim has been known for that, whether he was at Air Force or at A&M most recently, and that's what they deployed in their first game against Weber. And very well coached, very, very good with their techniques. They pursued the ball very well. It's good defense.
Thanks, Coach.
Good.
All right, that'll do it, Chip. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you. All right, that'll conclude today's call. Again, thank you for your participation. Look forward to having you on the call again next week.